Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's Damn the it. Mike O'Mara Show.
What's the matter?
Can you see my my wallpaper? Elderly woman wallpaper?
No, just see
just a stripe.
Nice taupe.
Yeah. It's almost like a...
Well,
a
not very, wall, can you see the border on the top?
No, not the waves.
No, we can't see the waves. No. Are they sailboats or dolphins? About. What are they?
It's waves. It's lovely little waves. That's what it is.
You know, when you asked about what interns we had on campus today, we didn't mention Mac, and Mac actually brought in a show and tell for you.
Oh, yeah.
You're gonna Mac like has this. A show and tell for me?
Yeah, but we're not going to involve Mac in it because he is a show killer.
Yes.
I'm All going right. to have
show killer.
Rachel
show killer.
Hold this to the camera. This is an ad for Stanley Steamer. See if
oh,
you don't...
Mike, that's not a good angle. Not a good angle.
Good okay,
sorry, I was just... Much better, I realize I'm doing
yes.
this.
Yes.
See, I do that a lot when I'm getting used to this new thing we're doing.
You got to hold
the
stand
sending
up
me the quick. Thing. You're sending me the thing.
I want yes. you to look up, and doesn't that look like someone you know on that Stanley Steamer ad?
Oh, my God.
Doesn't that look just like your son, Michael?
Looks exactly like my son.
Yeah.
Which is why we must start the modeling career right now.
ASAP.
Right now. I took that lad to school today, so that's why I'm a little tardy.
Modeling school?
No, not modeling school. Preschool, you hump.
He's got to learn how to turn left.
That's what a lovely little boy. What a and he's wearing a tuxedo.
Yes.
Yes. It looks just like your son.
It looks exactly like
You know, the
like
only
him.
Thing, I would say that was my son, but the only time he wore a tuxedo was when he was an infant. And we put him in that little infant tuxedo.
Yes.
And that's still when he had the mittens so he wouldn't scratch his psoriasis that mm-hmm. he had or whatever his little skin thing. That's all cleared up now thanks to wonderful nurturing from Mama. She did a really, really
Kids
good job.
Kids grow at such a great rate. So, Mike, let me offer this bit of advice. At
let me
his
offer
age,
this.
Let me offer this. Just a little, you know, a memoriam. Make sure you rent if you put him in a tuxedo because he's going to outgrow it. There's no money to be made by buying
Thank you,
him
Rob.
A tuxedo.
Thank you. I truly appreciate that.
And little
I think
tiny,
that's wonderful.
Tiny patent leather shoes.
That's exciting. That's exciting. You know what's also exciting?
What's that?
A neighbor. I tell you, we're plugged in now. Got an invite to a Super Bowl party.
Oh,
hey. Yeah.
Don't have any child care coverage because we didn't want to do that to our babysitter, but it steps down the street, and we may do a little shift, you know, where I pop down, and you know who benefits with the shift work because Mama doesn't care about football.
Right.
So that might be A-OK for yours truly. So, we're getting plugged back in, but that's what leads me to my opening question of the day.
Yes.
Okay.
Because the news you may not need today will be chock-a-block with Super Bowl fun stories.
It's almost as if the National Football League is peppering the national consciousness with thoughts and ideas and stories so we talk about the game before it happens.
But is anybody really, I mean, we're in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
You know, technically I consider myself, emanating from the great nation's capital.
Yes,
Thank
emanating.
You. Thank you. And also,
emanating.
don't you think it would have been a better story if our beloved Redskins had been in after a long drought?
That's a no-brainer, clearly.
Is anyone really
getting excited?
It'd be
awesome to see
excited.
A unicorn come out of the sky as well. I don't know if that's going to happen.
You know, Oscar, they made it to the playoffs, so what the hell, right?
Yeah.
They got to the playoffs,
but
so
it was
you got that going.
Do you know
it
if, the unicorn, if the unicorn came out of the sky, Daniel Snyder would sign it?
Oh, do you have that song?
Which
unicorn?
Song? Yeah, the Irish Rovers. Yeah.
Unicorn in the sky. I can buy twice as high.
No.
Take a book.
No.
No, it's in a look. Oh, damn it.
It's not in a look. It's in a book.
It's in a book.
One song.
A unicorn in the sky.
Give you one job.
Nothing.
Oscar, there were green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpyback camels, and some chimpanzees.
Ooh. Don't they say the hell? Chimpanzees? I think they mispronounced
it. It's a limerick.
Ah, there. It's the unicorn. Happy St. Patty's Day, everybody.
Just a little early.
Time ago when the earth was green.
There it is.
There was more kinds of animals.
It's a little preview. It's more than a month away, but you know, I thought I'd do this. Listen to this hook. This is one of the great hooks of all time. Since we were talking about unicorns, Mr. Santana brought it up. Here we go.
Alligators and long-necked geese. Some humpback camels and some chimpanzees.
Pass me a pint.
Cats and rats and elephants.
What is it? Cats and rats and what?
Elephants.
Ah, is the unicorn. Woo! Hello. Hey, wait, fine.
Okay, that's enough. Thank you.
Can I tell Oscar what happened? The unicorn was so busy dicking around. That the unicorn never got a Noah's Ark. That's why we don't have unicorns anymore.
There were green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpy-backed camels and some chimpanzees.
Let me
some
ask
cats
you-
and rats and elephants as sure as you're born, but nothing like Santana like the unicorn.
Now, I like when you sing it, but if you ever go to like an Irish bar or a pub and there's some dick up there with a guitar and he starts singing it, doesn't it piss you off?
Yes, I hate all those traditional, ridiculous jive songs that my people are associated with. You know, I like the dark, dismal,
like the Cranberries?
Fatalistic. The Cranberries are kind of an offshoot of that, but they were more contemporary. But I'm talking about if you go back to Irish folk music, Four Green Fields. You want to get really, really depressed.
You want to really get depressed.
Yeah. Listen to Four Green Fields.
Yeah. What is that? I'm not familiar with it.
Listen to the. I know. Hey, I'm getting you. The Town I Love So Well. That's another one that's sad. That's a very, very sad song. And, you know, I like the depressed Irish songs about oppression and the British and the tyrants of history that they were. That's what I enjoy.
A real pick-me-up.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. That's the whole attitude of the Irish. That's
Mike, how about this?
Danny Boy.
See, but you've got to go with the stereotypical Mike O'Mara wears a f***ing leprechaun outfit. That's what you want me to do. You know?
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are cut.
You know what it is with Rob Spiewak? With Rob Spiewak, it's Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's Lucky Charms. Because even when he does, and Rob and I have done some stellar St. Patrick's Day promos in our career.
We have.
Together. We teamed up. Rob does the little helium-infested leprechaun.
I was wondering if maybe you wanted to go down and sing a song at the public house. Actually, Mike, I want to play
the only
my...
one he does.
If I could play my favorite St. Patrick's Day song. This is the one.
Hey, we're getting the jump on this one, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
This is the one about fighting. Clancy lowered the boom.
No, Clancy was a peaceful man, if you know what I mean.
I'll lower the boom right now.
That was one.
Enough of that.
Honestly, that was for Grandpa Bob. That's his favorite.
But the town I love so well. And we're sitting in the gutter with the pee and the vomit, and everybody's so depressed. That's it. That's the kind of Irish song.
Mike, back to the Super Bowl. I think
that... Thank you for getting us back on track. That was one of your best get us back on track. Okay. The Dropkick Murphys.
This is solid. Right. This is solid.
I knew Oscar would like this.
Yeah, you can't go wrong
with
this.
John Papelbon pissing off your teammates again. Yeah. Way to go. He did dance with a kilt. That was pretty cool. We all loved him up in Boston when he did that in 2004.
This is so angry.
It is.
This is like, hey, well, we've run out of beer. Oh, no!
Quintessential Departed, from the Departed soundtrack as well, right?
Is it?
A lot of violence.
Well, the music
in the
is angry, but I don't think the vocals are angry at all. I think the vocals, as you'll see in a second here, are actually quite timid and quite mellow. Like James Taylor. Did that pretty well from down here, didn't I? That's great. All right, let's get back to the Super Bowl,
please.
Which is what we were talking about. Carolina, Denver, does anybody care? That's the question.
I think we can, and it's tough because I don't always want to bring gambling into the situation because and a lot of people say that it's possible that Peyton Manning could come out and actually win the game somehow, and a lot of people aren't, right? Even the simulation for the Madden game, as Rob doesn't care about the Super Bowl whatsoever. He just cares about his Irish Carolina.
Yeah.
This is your segue
song. He doesn't
song.
Care. He cares about music. Greece. And we're talking sports now, and he's disinterested.
Would you like to place a little wager? I know you're going for Manning.
Yeah, because I just couldn't deal with the Cam Newton pants.
You taste so good.
And as much as I got pissed off by that Peyton Manning commercial,
yeah,
I always end up feeling kind of for the aging athlete. There's yeah. something noble about the aging athlete that I enjoy.
H-G-H be damned.
Maybe that's why he's aging.
Hey,
all the drug use.
Look, and what, haven't they postponed the investigation?
That's alleged, yes. It's all alleged.
In that true NFL fashion until mm-hmm. after the big game is over. So, you know, if his world turns into an S-storm, this is going to officially be his last hurrah. So, yes, I am going to be probably – no, not probably. I will be rooting for the Denver Broncos in Super Bowl 50.
And, you know, right. we've had the pleasure of talking to Jim Nantz a lot. Over his
Super
career.
Super Bowl 50. Jesus,
I know, right?
I'm old.
But Jim Nantz, he always talked about that one of his favorite jobs before covering a game is writing his story, his
yes.
opening story. And it's not unlike what he does for the Masters. And obviously, the story for this game is going to be, if it pans out, a great career ending with a guy winning a Super Bowl and then retiring.
Yeah, that would be
That's
nice to
That's
the
see. Story everybody wants. So with that alone, I think America's emotional favorite has got to be Peyton Manning and the Broncos. I think it's
well,
got to be.
Well, I mean, and I think America's emotional villain is Cam Newton.
And those pants.
He's violated the prime directive, which is don't get happy. I don't like to see... I don't like to see the premature. It seems to me the way Cam Newton behaves when they are winning is mocking the other team. That's the way. And I don't care for that in any sport. So it's, and I really, Cam Newton, outside of a few, fantasy leagues, he wasn't really on the radar for me until mm-hmm. the playoffs when
right.
I started watching him. And I don't like the demeanor. I don't like the me. Quarterbacks are the field generals, okay? Quarterbacks aren't supposed to be doing what a defensive back would do. And that's what Cam Newton's been doing. So when he got off the plane, wearing the Lady Gaga pants, I was done. I was officially done
Mike,
with Cam Newton.
I'm with you. I still can't buy into how flashy he is. For some reason, and this is nothing to do with race in my eyes, you know, and I know
if
Mike,
anybody if anybody makes this a race yeah. issue, I'll tell them to go to hell because this is not a race issue.
Perspective,
I do not care. I could care less
from our perspective. And outside
right.
of that, I just read an article in the USA Today from our friend Dominic Foxworth, who just wrote about this. When you get a chance, if you can, we'll share it as well. Read it. It gave me a completely different perspective.
Oh, God, Fox writes beautifully. I love reading his stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, everything. So he wrote about...
It really is. It really is. And it's short. And it's quick. And it's really... Do you mind? You would do it justice. And I think it would open your
All
eyes
right.
and be relevant. So if you go to my
All
page,
right.
you'll see it. I think it might be the latest post I put up.
Okay.
All right, hold on just a second.
And for perspective here... I can only speak from a Latin American perspective, right?
Okay.
And I've said this before
As
in the
do
past.
I, Mike.
Because if I, first example, when there's a Hispanic actor or a Hispanic or Latin of Latin descent.
Like Hector Elizondo.
Professional
Mike.
Player. I get excited mm-hmm. simply because I know, like, that's cool,
that's
right?
your people.
Yes. But I don't look at them and say, oh, man, like, I can't believe there aren't more of us in there, right?
Okay, yeah.
But then again, I don't have the perspective of the civil rights movement. That's not in my lineage here, right? Now, our people have gone through their own trials and tribulations as far as our culture is concerned. And, you know, God knows now everybody wants to ship us out.
Right.
But overall...
Why did I agree so quickly? I withdraw the remark.
So this is an article entitled Why We Should Celebrate Cam Being Cam by Fox, Dominique Foxworth. Cam Newton's display of power, comfort, and confidence has certainly empowered his entire team, giving them faith and an identity. But when I see him showing off after a touchdown, I don't see it as an important statement for his teammates. It sends a message to a particular demographic, a largely black and young demographic. The message is, we here and they can't change me. This goes a lot deeper than football. If you know anything about the origins of hip-hop music, you know that in its early stages, hip-hop's lyrics were party MCs finding creative ways to say they had the best parties. That braggadocio spirit is still a main characteristic of rap music and shapes black culture, especially young black culture. But as we age, if we want to achieve higher levels of success, we consciously and unconsciously shed parts of the culture in order not to scare, confuse, or stand out. Maybe it's just me, but neither money nor an Ivy League degree has suppressed my desire to show out or to subvert. however benignly, the white establishment. To drive through an exclusive white neighborhood in my blacked-out luxury vehicle, thumping some bassy rap song about the desperation and lack of opportunity that drove one to sell drugs, to shop in Saks wearing a hoodie and baggy basketball shorts, to ask the waiter at a fancy restaurant if they got hot sauce in the back. I don't even like hot sauce. The actions sound and probably are childish, but sometimes it feels like an obligation I have to my roots to occasionally say, "We hear," through my actions. I know it annoys and embarrasses some black people because sometimes I have those feelings when I see black people showing out. But sometimes I have those feelings when I see black people showing out. But a part of me is also thinking, "I see you," which is the verbal equivalent to me pounding my heart twice with a clenched fist and pointing at them while looking them in the eye. Of course, black culture is complex. There have always been many strains and mutations of black culture, drawing influence from varied sources, evolving and adapting, creating and disseminating with the black community. I share an emotional concoction, equal parts pride and anger at the disproportionate influence black culture has on American culture. With the same society appropriating our culture on the one hand, yet continuously, overtly and covertly saying to us, "You are less than the rest of us," on the other, perhaps defiance coupled with supreme confidence were things we were forced to develop and must constantly perfect. Maybe that is why I love and will forever defend the showboat, the stunner, and the stunner who refuses to conform or be tamed earns a deep level of respect from me. Those unapologetically black showboaters prompt me to say, "I see you." You know what? And it goes on. And I, you know what? That's a really, really interesting perspective,
right?
On that.
Yeah.
I think that's very, very cool. I like that. I think that I can understand what he's doing, and you know, it gives me a perspective that I don't normally have.
Well, we're not privy to it. We're just not privy to it.
And we would never feel it.
No.
And what a good way to do that. So I can understand that. And you know, it really, I am sitting here as I read that article from our dear friend Dominique Foxworth, who is smarter than me, smarter than anybody in this room. And in three paragraphs, he has got me rethinking that, you know, that I should shut the F up about
yeah.
that.
Yes.
Because I get it. Yeah. I get what he's saying. I get that has developed out of that culture, because it is anger, perhaps. It is defiance, perhaps. And maybe that it makes sense to me. It makes
really
sense to me.
Really opened up my eyes. And, you know, you and I and everybody.
I feel like Emily Latella right now, Oscar, that I'll just go, "Never mind."
Look,
really, when I think about it, now I'm thinking about my own perspective where it's like, "I don't like that Cam Newton. I think I'm going to support the balding white guy.
The older balding white
Manning.
Guy."
That's it. I've changed my thing on the roots of Carolina.
You don't necessarily have to do that, but to hear that perspective really, even for me, it opened up my eyes. Because we don't get that perspective.
It is, and I want to read the rest of the article.
Yes.
It went on a little bit there, but that is an interesting perspective. And, you know, I tell you, Dominique is a thoughtful guy. You know, we've always talked about the fact that Dominique is somebody who probably, I could see him going into politics down the road.
Yeah.
He has a perspective on it. How do you feel about it, Rob?
I agree, Mike. No, I think what he said. I think what he said was very, very key. And he said something that one word.
Yes, go ahead.
One word in there that really I think takes it is that it is, even though he is sort of being defiant, it's a benign defiance, and that's you don't need to be. If anything, if people are made nervous or scared by seeing this showboating or made uncomfortable, keep in mind it's done benignly. It's not done anything against you.
And
it's done to say, to advance his own career and say, "Look at me, look what I'm doing." And I think that's really key.
Yeah, and I think it's just important to highlight that it just an article like that just makes you think. And as we think about it, let's start the show.
I think that's a great idea.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You know something, Junior? You don't know how to run your plate. You're 32 years old. You don't know how to run your plate. The omelet is supposed to come out eaten with the bread.
This is the joy for me.
Toy, I don't want all that bread.
I love bread.
You made me too much bread.
I love bread.
You always make me too much bread.
I love bread.
And you don't even dip your bread.
I have eaten bread every single day.
I made the omelet nice and soft in the middle so you could dip your bread.
I don't deny myself bread. I have bread every day.
Get out of my eggs.
A little bit of hot pepper on it.
You stop putting hot pepper on my eggs?
You don't even butter your bread.
I have bread every day.
I told you I don't want that much bread. Don't you understand? I've been telling you that for 100 years. You love bread.
I love bread.
I don't love bread. I like bread.
I love bread.
You understand I gotta watch my weight? Can you learn anything from Salvatore? 39 years old and he's dead, 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 Dom. And that killed him.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Rob Spiewak.
Red Hot Jinglish. Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show, heard daily at MikeOMaraShow.com, online, on air, and on your mobile device. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it, and if you're here, you do too. Isn't that right, Mike?
Good heavens, Valentine's Day is next Sunday, and what have you done? Nothing. Egads. Valentine's gifts can be tricky. You want to give something unique that she'll love. And Sherry's Berries is a guaranteed way to hit the mark. Giant freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries starting at just $19.99. That's over 40% savings. And if you want to achieve some real hero status, double the berries for only $10 more. I love Sherry's Berries. I've given them to everybody in my family, my dear mama, my sister, my wife. Everybody loves Sherry's Berries, and they love them because they're simply the best. The best berries you will ever see, and they're all dipped in delicious chocolatey goodness with chocolate chips, nuts, and decorative swizzles. Spectacular, easy, and delivery is guaranteed. Here is the only way to get this amazing Valentine's deal. Huge, juicy, freshly dipped berries starting at $19.99, or double your berries for $10 more. Visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and type in TMOS. Again, that's berries.com. Click the mic, TMOS. Don't be a stupid Cupid. Do it today.
Nothing I like more than doppelberries.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Get on it.
Good stuff. Yeah, get on it. Make it so.
So, as far as Mike O'Mara is concerned, I think... well...
That's a joke.
I'll let you address
it's
that.
It's just a joke. Just having some sport.
Wednesday. Just taking a day off.
No, we had amazing internet issues
yes,
today.
Amazing. And great scheduling on Mike's part.
Stop it.
Yes.
We allowed for it. I mean,
Mike,
how many days?
This is an open letter from your friends here because no one has the balls to tell you and the listeners. Stop scheduling doctor's appointments right after the show. It simply never works out. It just doesn't.
Is it a don't get happy thing? Is it like tempting fate?
We all need the pep talk. You said, Oscar, stop going out of town, right?
Yeah.
I stopped going out of town.
Well, you stop going out of town because of the blizzard of the century.
Yeah, but still, I stopped.
I'm not sure that it really counts.
It just hasn't worked out, Mike, and I'm telling you, and you're going to listen to this, and I hope you understand where I'm coming from. I'm just going to tell you on the air here because no one else has the balls to tell you in this room.
Okay.
Stop scheduling your procedures right after the show, because if there's ever a problem with the program, that means it's just Rob and I, and that's not what the people are listening for.
No, they want the big guy.
Yes.
They do. Well, and you know, and
glad we got that out of the way. Mm-hmm.
Good. That's excellent.
No one was going to say anything.
Well, you know what? There is something even more pressing and more important that we need to address, is that Pony won't eat cream cheese.
Yeah, and then I got to deal with this, Mike.
Yeah, this was...
I'm going to pretend you're listening right now. I got to deal with these a-holes. I got to deal with stopping down, figuring out what we're going to do, laying out another show, and then hearing... the waif of the crew, a pony boy, say, hey, can I get a bagel? Because the people that are kind enough from the office we sublease in got a bunch of bagels.
Delicate waif. And you know what? He was actually, and I'll give him credit. This is a story of pluses and minuses.
Okay.
On the plus, Pony was on the line with tech support with Telos Alliance in Cleveland, Ohio, making sure that our equipment was right so that we can avoid situations like this in the future.
So you're saying he's doing his job.
He is.
Woo-hoo.
Well, no, I'm saying that, but I'm just saying that's a plus. Doing your job is, no one will ever
Where is that a plus? That's what you're supposed to do in life.
I know, I'm
that's
saying,
true.
But
this makes no sense. You're giving him props for doing his job?
Would you not say
this is why this happens. This is why it's loosey-goosey here.
But I'm saying that that is one in the that's a good thing, because if he wasn't doing his job, it would be bad. What was bad? Let me finish.
Okay, get to your point.
The thing that was the minus is when the
hold on a sec. Keep talking.
That's a dog.
Oh, it's the dog barking. Yep. It's Tater. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Oh my God, there's a dog outside.
There is. That's right.
Okay, we're falling apart. Continue.
Don't worry, we're safe. We're safe in here behind a door. When they said there's a lot of bagels out there, would you gentlemen like to have a bagel? Very, very nice offer. They have a toaster and everything. So what Pony says is, Adrian, Pony, the least assertive man I've ever met in my life, mm-hmm. turns and says, yeah, bagel me.
Bagel me.
Bagel
I
me.
Did hear bagel me.
Bagel
that was
me.
No problem. Okay, so, you know, we all continue working outside of the highlight that Pony was doing his job, so he might have been a little distracted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He said bagel me.
He wanted to be bageled.
He asked, he had a follow-up, what kind of bagels are there? Because he's particular,
you know,
right?
You see, I didn't know there was a follow-up question.
He went through
question.
The follow-up, said something about cinnamon raisin.
Oh,
I don't,
it's a goy
yes,
bagel.
So regardless. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what a goy bagel is?
I don't care. That's not pertinent to the story
goy,
right now.
Well, yeah, well, a goy is a non-Jew. And a lot of times, sweet bagels, the actual people that are bagel enthusiasts, like my people, the one-eighth of me that is a Jew,
yes.
They will say, I don't want a goy bagel. I don't want a blueberry bagel. I don't want a cinnamon raisin bagel.
For some reason, when you do this bit, it seems wrong.
No, it's uncomfortable.
It's because you're not Jewish.
I'm one-eighth Jewish.
No, not at all. Like, whatever that eighth was has been somehow worked out of your lineage.
No, it's one-eighth, and believe me, one-eighth of me is enough for...
What side of your family's Jewish?
My father's side.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Your father's Jewish?
No, my father's a quarter Jewish.
Okay.
And then his mom would have been... Half Jewish, and then
what would little? Full. What would little?
A 16th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But does anyone come and go and claim a 16th or 1/8?
Well, no. I just no.
outside of just them no. just using that to say something that's completely
for
out of the realm.
For someone who lives on his lineage, one who screams from.
I'm 100% Latin.
Yeah, but you are also making people know from whence you came.
Yeah, but I'm 100% not 1/8.
Well, you know what? I don't know whether to clap or what. But I guess
my point is that your point
know
is
from where you came.
Your point is not it's. It's moot because you simply say 1/8 just so you can say what you just said.
No, it's true, though.
You're using it for the jokes.
Yes.
Well, you know what? The jokes have done well for the show.
So, Pony, back to his bagel order, asks for the bagel. The bagel comes back. It's got cream cheese on, and he throws a hissy fit. He throws
yes,
a hissy
that's
fit
exactly how
that he doesn't like cream cheese, and now he's got to scrape it off with his
it was so passive
with
aggressive.
His bony hands. He's got to scrape them off with the napkin. I look at him. I'm like... What kind of man are you? Yeah. I don't like cream cheese. I just ordered a bagel. And then poor Diego here, who's here for free,
right?
Drives up from Sterling, Virginia every morning and has been on time, for God's sakes. Cream cheese his bagel. Like, actually, like he was working at the establishment.
He cut it. He toasted it.
Yeah,
he
did everything.
He did the schmear, the whole deal. And the whole thing about Pony being so passive aggressive, it was in the future. I don't like cream cheese, but it's okay. I'll just scrape it off.
I crave action, not
crave
cream
action.
Cheese. So, when we mentioned to you that when you ask for a bagel, you have to be specific of how you want it,
I think it defaults to with cream cheese.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you weren't specific.
I don't find that to be true. I don't think it should default to cream cheese.
I
think it should default
agree.
To a plain bagel.
Like a plain, dry, untoasted, just round dough wheel.
If you want cream cheese, then you say, I would like cream cheese.
I don't know.
Do you just toast a bagel at home and eat the bagel alone?
I'll toast it and put butter on it.
Have you ever crawled through the middle of a bagel?
Yes.
But wouldn't that would actually allow you to say, okay, hey, Diego, is there any butter out there? I want butter on my bagel.
I thought about asking, but I figured that was too much of a pain in the ass.
What wasn't a pain in the ass was to say, bagel me.
Yeah, bagel me.
Bagel me.
That was fun.
So let's go around the room here. I think Rob and I are on the same page. Diego certainly is because he brought the cream cheese.
Yes.
Yeah. I will ask Rachel. Rachel, when someone asks for a bagel, what do you bring?
Cream cheese.
Yes.
Yeah, you see? Now, where do you weigh in? Where do you weigh in on cream cheese itself?
What do you mean?
Do you like it?
Yes. I actually hated it back in the day, but I would do peanut butter
nice.
On a bagel with like banana.
That would be great.
That's an Elvis bagel.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad to know you have a mature palate.
Yeah. Yes, thank you.
Pony.
Look, she's unbiased. She doesn't have to say yes or no.
No. As a matter of fact, it would probably benefit her. Pony is her immediate supervisor. If she was smart, she probably would have agreed with
yes.
Pony.
Yes.
But she's made a fist.
You'll pay for it later.
Was the cream cheese that bad? Because you can't scrape it all off.
No, it gets into the pores.
It. I don't hate it that much. It's just not something I'm into. I find the texture to be kind of gross, and the taste is it's just kind of sour and. Ew.
Adrian, is that the actual bagel?
Yeah,
that he declined. Let's see.
Oh, but, you only ate one side. Yeah, he didn't scraped off.
And the less cheesy side.
The less cheesy side. Is it Robert Frost? I chose the side less cheesy.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. You don't want to take just one bite. You know, it's probably been a while since you've really indulged.
You know I'll do it for the show.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
That's my bagel.
There you go.
That bagel has changed hands a few times.
There you go. All right, let's see. Is it that bad?
Uh-huh.
Ah. This is so sad. Well, the joke's on us. He's in the best shape out of all of us.
Well, I don't know about that because I think you're probably in the best shape. To me, he looks like he's malnourished.
No. Yes and no.
You know what that boy needs? He needs some cream cheese in his diet. Just a big slab of Philly cream cheese.
Outside of the smoking, he's the healthiest one out of all of us.
Well, that's like saying outside of the fact you're dead, you're alive. That's it. He is a smoker. What's the first? You know, and here's another one in his minus file. As soon as we shut down the show for the first part to know that we had to reset,
yes.
What's the first thing he said?
I got to go to CVS.
I got to go to
gotta buy a carton.
CVS. And he's the only person that can make a trip across the street last 8 minutes.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
What's your brand again?
Winston.
Nah, tastes good.
God, you're like, even trashy with your brand.
Like a cigarette should.
God.
When we come back.
It's so much better than that.
Go to hell, all of you.
Is he?
Should be.
When we come back, we'll discuss sour cream and other dairy products. Back in a minute. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, I'm Fox 5's Tony Perkins.
And I'm Gary Stein.
No, not really. We're actually Rob and Katie from Cake and Cookies. And one thing that makes our show different than any other podcast is each and every episode, Katie picks out something different. And she hates it.
But there's one thing that I always hate every week.
What's that?
You!
Uh-oh.
Is it my shirt?
Nope. It's so much more than your shirt.
Cake and cookies. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Make no mistake, we get along just fine. But she still does the hate of the week each and every week. Mm-hmm. And Cake and Cookies drops today. And you know who never misses an episode?
Who's that?
Mike O'Mara.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Texture. I tell you how much I love Texture because it is the only way that I get my magazine content. You can get fit with Men's Health. You can fix your wardrobe with Esquire. Texture is still the best way to read all of your favorite magazines anytime, anywhere. Vanity Fair, People, Us Weekly, Rolling Stone, New Yorker, Time, Newsweek. Everything you want in your magazine world is available at Texture. Browse hundreds of magazines for the articles that interest you most. And the Texture editorial team recommends stories each and every day. It's super easy to use, too. All you need is your tablet or your phone. You click the headlines, and Texture takes you instantly to the article, and you can get all your magazines on your tablet or your phone. Stop wasting time. Stop wasting paper. Stop wasting money. Get Texture today. The best part? Texture is offering a free trial right now when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Think about it. Full access to the world's best magazines, from back issues to the ones on the newsstand today. Take advantage of this offer right now and better yourself with some serious magazine know-how. Try Texture for free right now at texture.com/TMOS.
I'm going to get my Texture app out and better myself.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a morning. And you know, I don't want you to think I don't enjoy doing the show with you. I always do. I always love when we sit down and do the show together. But
Here it comes.
No. It's nothing new. It's just if I seem a bit out of sorts today,
yes.
It doesn't have just to do with the technical issues. It doesn't have to do with the fact that we had stuff to I yelled at my daughter. I raised my voice.
Yes.
I used my dad voice.
Finally.
With my daughter
today. Some parenting.
Yeah, it
Can
was.
Can we hear the dad voice?
It was. I'll probably get to it in the story because you have to build up to
yes.
it. Because I don't know, we've mentioned this before. There was an era in my neighborhood when I was known as the scary dad.
That's also when you had the Fu Manchu beard.
Yeah, and it
looked like you could be in a biker gang.
Yeah, I had long hair and a ponytail.
And you're in good shape.
Well, you know,
relatively.
I'm trying to think how much crossover we had there. So many different areas.
Yes.
Like color forms. If you had a color form, Rob
Spivak. You still look scary. You look like a biker.
Yeah, I look like a biker.
Or a white supremacist.
Who would probably die.
Yes.
Jason Fatham, maybe. Instead of Statham, it's just F-A-T them. Robert, this was a morning.
Because they haven't been in school for a week, right?
No. The last time.
A week and a half.
Today is the first regular school day since a week ago Thursday. Because they had the Friday off before the blizzard, the entire weekend, the week after that, then 2-hour delay Monday, 2-hour delay Tuesday.
Damn.
And so they are in a total not functioning cycle. And they've also spent a lot of time together, and that builds up. Now, I don't know how you were with your siblings growing up, and I don't know how you were with your siblings growing up. I was 10 years younger than the next.
Mine will be in two different countries.
Yeah, and 10 years younger.
You're a little brother. You're another son.
So I don't know if this is normal, but today was a day that, you know, we've mentioned in the past, Carrie's doing stuff on care.com, and she's taking jobs, and one of her jobs today was she had to be at someone's house at 5 a.m. So the parents could get to work, and she could walk the dog and get the kids off to school.
Yes.
So it was my job today to make sure the kids are up. Now, my kids are 13 and 15.
Yes.
Think back when you're 13 and 15. You're basically on autopilot. If I can get your feet on the carpet.
When I was 13 and 15, when I was at their age, right?
Right, right.
I think I had a different upbringing, but there was no, hey, I got to wake you up and get you ramped up for life.
Right.
Either you do or you get a beat down.
That's what I was telling you.
You're up and running.
That's when I got the call from Carrie today that she said, what happened? I said, I think it's pretty good that we're getting them up still and making sure they're up. Because I never had that luxury when I was 13. I set my alarm and I made sure I was awake.
You actually are gaining responsibility
by making
sure. You get older, right?
Right. So at 7 a.m., I'm about to go down. I've showered and everything. I'm about to go down and do what I need to do to get ready. I go in, I knock. Robert, time to get up. He says, they're 2-hour delay. Oh, 2-hour delay. I said, no. Just a regular day.
No, son, it's America. We got to work for a living.
That's right.
Wade's not saving your ass today.
Yeah.
Get on up. Let's see your feet on the carpet. Good. And so then I go next door. Julia, open her door. I can't tell if she's awake listening to music or she just sleeps with her phone playing music. I don't know. And I say, Julia, time to get up. I said, no, God, let's see your feet on the floor. 7 o'clock, time to get up. They're both feet on the floor. I say, fine, my job is done here. I say, get some breakfast. Mom's not here. You got to take care of it. Get yourself off to school. Love you. Down both flights of stairs, go to my computer. Mm-hmm. I text up at about 7:30. I text each of them. I say, are you guys awake? Julia says, yes. Robert says, no, I'm still asleep. Funny boy.
Yeah.
Text back, no, I'm still asleep. I put, jerk, have a nice day.
Yes.
Then I hear Robert yell down, Dad, is there a 2-hour delay today? And I say, no, why would you say that? Julia told me there was, so there was no hurry to get ready this morning.
Oh.
And I just said, she is. The word I said is not an acceptable word.
Yes.
It is not an acceptable word for any lady. But
could you write down the word you used?
I'll tell you what word it starts. It starts with this letter.
Oh.
Yeah.
What, did you say she's a little?
Yeah. Okay, no, I think I said such a little.
Okay.
And I said this to myself.
To yourself.
Yeah. I didn't say it to her.
Oh, that's so good.
Thank God.
But, I for some reason, this really made me sizzle.
Well, because you're Mr. Nice Guy.
Mm-hmm. And
she's taking advantage of you being Mr. Nice Guy.
And I said, Julia, come down here. And she comes and she stands up for you in front of my desk. Yeah. And she takes the classic teenager pose. Arms folded and feet at like a 45-degree angle to each other.
How dare you beckon me?
I dream of Jeannie.
Yeah, she came out of her bottle. And I said, Julia, she's 15. I mean, and I have a hard time with this because in my head, I can just blink and still see a 2-year-old kid because she was a baby what seems like yesterday. But what's in front of me is a petulant, hateful teenager that is actually going to be recognized in the eyes of the state, able to drive within the year.
Yes.
So this is essentially the first step to a grown-up. I said, did you tell your brother there was a 2-hour delay opened? Yes.
Mm.
I said, why? He said, I don't know.
Oh.
I said, did you see it on television? Did you see it online? Mm-hmm. Did someone call this morning on the phone and tell us there is a 2-hour delay to open in Loudoun County? No. I said, do you know what you're doing when you do this? You're not just screwing with him.
Yeah.
You're screwing with me. You're screwing with your mom. And ultimately, you're screwing with yourself. And she's starting to be a little less petulant, but she's holding her ground.
Yeah.
And I said, do you know why I get up every morning and go to work? I go to work because you get everything you want all the time, always. How about all those concerts? How about all your clothes? How about all the stuff I overlook?
Yeah.
I don't need you working against me. Yeah. I don't expect you to work with me. I don't expect you to do any of the heavy lifting. Oh. But what I don't want you to do is push down on it. No. At least help me out.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what was your end game by telling him that there was no school for 2 hours late today? She said, I don't know. I said, I know what it was. It was making him miss his bus. Then what happens? I have to take him to school. I'm late to work. Mom isn't here to help out. I don't get any money, and you don't get to go to a concert. Did you ever stop to think about that?
Yes.
And she says, I don't know. And I said, you know what? Things are going to change. And at that point, it's loud enough that it's echoing back at me off the walls.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to think, I sound like a crazy father.
You sound like a father that's doing the heavy lifting.
I said, Julia, how old are you? She said, 15.
Oh, God.
And I said, 13 of those 15 years, you've been trying to screw things up for your brother. Why? I don't know. Do you hate him? I don't know. I said, you better figure some stuff out because things have got to change. I'm sick and tired of you getting everything and then working against what happens in this house.
I think that's the key. And I think you finally have seen exactly what old Fantana over here with no kids has been saying.
Right.
You give them everything. You give them everything. You spoil them rotten. And they are good kids.
They are good kids. Mm-hmm.
But because they're spoiled rotten, in my eyes, this goes for anybody.
Sure.
Right? And
you see this also in a male-female relationship.
Absolutely.
Yeah, not just kids.
There's no... And it's not the person's fault that's getting everything.
No, it's not
their
really
fault. It really isn't. It's the person... Because you would think, you would hope that the person that's receiving, especially a child...
Right.
...has context or has some sort of wherewithal to really understand that I am the luckiest person... That I know, right?
Right. And as a rule, she's fairly appreciative. I will give her that.
Yes. But it's not healthy because in the long run, you get used to that level of support.
Exactly. It's a baseline.
You don't know what to do when that either A, that goes away, or B, it takes a little more work than usual to actually attain that level of support.
It's like developing a tolerance. Like whereas Pony could get by on 3 cigarettes in the old days, now he needs a whole pack to get the same rush.
I really think that my mom used to, and I don't know, this probably is some sort of analogy in
All
English
right.
as well, but
I hope you know it in Spanish.
That she used to always say, cuando tengo una planta, a plant, right?
What?
When I have a plant
okay.
that I'm growing. She goes, sometimes you got to put a stick in the soil
right.
to straighten out the plant because right. it might be growing sideways.
Right, you have to correct it.
Yeah, so she goes, as you guys were growing up, you were great kids, but I continued to put more and more sticks into the potted plant to make sure that the plant grew straight and it didn't grow crooked.
I don't know if there is an American equivalent to that, but then you come from a more agrarian society.
Yes.
So, but I understand
but you
what
you
mean.
See what I'm saying?
I absolutely do.
So you want everything to grow, I guess, you want someone to walk the straight and narrow, but sometimes when they veer, you got to get them right back on.
You do.
And that's the work. The stick isn't the proverbial stick. It's the... tough love. It's the grounding. It's the telling them that there are consequences, that you won't always get everything. There is no free lunch, that you have to work hard, that when there's an opportunity, you have to strike while the iron's hot because there's not always going to be opportunities.
And I think a lot of people on the outside looking in think that when you spoil a child and do that, that's taking the that's like being the hard way to do it.
You have
they think the easier thing is to deny the kid, but actually the easy way out is letting them have their way.
Remind
and that's what you have to stay away from.
What it's like, what it feels like. And this is even harder when you come from a wealthy family or an established family where there is no real like out to say, look, it's a little tight this month. Let's work things out. Right.
Right. Right.
You're not missing any dinners.
Yeah. So it's even harder. And I, you know, we talked about Dominique at the beginning of the show.
Right.
This is something that he continues to talk about publicly and privately.
He has kids.
How
right?
do I make sure? Yeah, he has two kids. Right. One on the way. And how do I make sure that they value the effort and the struggle? Right. And how do I keep them hungry?
Particularly, it's something they've never experienced.
Yes. And this also, for a little more, a broader context, is that business. In business, second-generation family businesses,
yeah,
they usually fail.
We've talked about this in the past.
They
yes.
fail not because the business isn't right. It's because the person that established it was the hungry one.
Right.
And was into it and wasn't forced into the business.
And by the time the second generation comes, all they know it as is a succeeding business.
Yes.
And you have to remain hungry.
So how, and I'm asking you because I don't know, because right. I joke around about the beatdown and corporal punishment all the time. Right. But I'm not going to be able to do that. I'm not going to get away with that, right?
No, and
maybe
it's
maybe a little pinch.
You know, I can count
here, there,
I can count on like one hand the amount of times that I've had to
I think it's even harder not to do that. A and B, it takes more effort. But you are in a space here where you just don't have the equivalent of the terrible twos in teenagers, right?
Right.
Where they think they know. I went through that myself.
Sure, sure.
But compared to my sister and brother, who were more, to be quite frank, they were a lot hungrier than I was because sure. I remember what it was like to be in Latin America, mm-hmm. right? How do you take? Because your daughter is an evil genius, right?
Mm-hmm. That was actually something I yelled at her today. I said, don't do stupid things. You're probably the smartest person
yes.
in this house. Don't be
yes.
stupid.
How do you have her buy in at this point without, like, you have to go through choppy waters before you get to the nice glass bay that you want to get into, right?
Right, yeah. I think it's going to be, grounding doesn't really work for her. It's going to be, and
maybe it's structure.
I think it might be structure, but I think it's also going to be the taking away of the things she takes for granted. And if it's going to be, I'll have to talk through this with Carrie because, again, this morning she was about to go to school.
Did you feel bad for yelling at her?
No, not
Thank
at all.
God.
Not at all.
All right.
As a matter of fact, when Carrie called me to say what happened, and I went through it, and she said, well, there's this, this, and I said, no, when I was 15, I didn't have to worry about this, this, and this.
What is she worried about?
She said, you
She's
know
She's becoming a woman?
Perhaps.
Please.
I don't know. But when I was 15, I too was worried about becoming a woman. Oscar, I had feelings that confused me left and right.
I'm in theater, and no other guys are. What does that say about me? Dear Diary.
Is Rob still in the locker room?
I love Elvis more than anyone I know. Is that strange or am I just unique?
Maybe I'm the most... I determined that when I was 15, I was the most normal. It was everyone else that was wrong. All right, we'll discuss this a little bit more and also other stuff that will delight and fancify you after these words. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Because when a man is 15, his body changes.
Yeah. What's this hair?
No one knows this better than Mike O'Mara.
The Mike O'Mara Show brought to you today by Club W. I love my wine that I've been receiving from Club W. I love having it in the house. I love that Club W doesn't let you worry about being a wine-free person. They fill your house up with delicious wine. It's revolutionary new wine club that sends wine directly to your door. Not only do they send you wine, they send you wine that you'll love. Thanks to their easy six question palate profile quiz, which I took, Club W makes sure every bottle you receive is tailored to your taste. I love Club W. You're going to love it too. They send you wine, and they send you only the wine that you like because you already told them the kind of wine that you dig. Club W knows you'll enjoy every bottle they send, and by working directly with the vineyards, Club W cuts out the middleman, and that saves you money. So, add it up, folks. You get the great wine because it's the wine that you like because you specify that in the palate quiz, and they save you money because they cut out the middleman. Right now, Club W offering our listeners 50% off their first order when they go to clubw.com/TMOS. Don't ever come home to a wine-free house again. Just go to clubw.com/TMOS to get 50% off your first order. That's clubw.com/TMOS. Drink up and cheers.
I will not be coming home to a wine-free house tonight. Just a little drink helps things
Julia,
always.
You know I love you.
No, what we're going to have to do, it's going to be, it was just a weird situation with Carrie out of the house, both kids on their way to school, me on my way to work.
They don't respect you. Everything you've said on the show, and I know even if you trumped it up here or there, they just don't respect you.
And I feel that at times.
Right?
I really do. And yeah. I think that one of the problems is I try to be a buddy.
You can't be their friend.
I don't know. Robert's good company. Julia's pissing me off, but Robert's good company. But you're right. A good dad can't be a buddy. And that comes later.
Yes.
Because you know what? Mm-hmm. When I was their age and younger and even older, my father scared the hell out of me.
Yeah, and he was never around.
No. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, as you know, I come from a broken home. And but
he showed up once all the hard work was done.
That's right. Here's son.
Right, HBS?
It's a bicycle.
Son, you're going to college. You've been accepted. Don't mess it up. I'll pay for it, but don't mess it up.
He showed up when it was needed. But I do remember he was scary. He was an authority figure. And now we're buddies. Now it's okay. So maybe I rushed it. Maybe that was the problem. I don't know.
I feel for you because
the last thing on a totally selfish make it about me level, the last thing I want to do before I sit in the car and come here is scream at my kids because that does not put me in the best frame of mind to do the show. And that I hate. I better get an apology from her.
I think whether you like it or not, that And I see this from, and my sister as a pediatrician, right?
Yeah.
She has reiterated this to me, and these are words I'm going to live by when I start a family.
All right.
Is that while it would be great to be friends with your children, your kids,
right?
They need a leader more than they need a friend.
Mm-hmm.
They need someone to show them structure, just like you give them the rights and wrongs as they're growing up,
sure,
right?
Sure.
But even as they get older, even more so then, she says, they still need a leader. Because they have plenty of friends.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. That how many leaders do they have in their lives?
Not many.
Right?
Right. That's true.
Much smarter than I am, but it makes sense. My dad was strict, and bless him, he was home just like your father was, barely, right?
Yeah, sure.
He was gone for 5 years in Mexico City. He would stop by once in a blue moon when I was in high school.
Sign the checks and out the door.
And I got to tell you, that's the man I was scared of.
Yeah.
I knew if I effed up, and I did a few times growing up, especially in high school, that there was hell to pay.
Yes,
there was hell to pay. And now that we're older,
yes,
I have a much better relationship with my parents. And I don't know if I would have, because I used to yearn for the friendships that my friends had growing up, where you'd walk in and be like, hey, Mr. K,
right,
like, just hang out. Like, everybody's like talking about the game.
Mm-hmm.
There are cool snacks in the fridge. The mom's home all the time.
Right.
Like, I love that.
Sure.
That was awesome. I was like, dude, you're so lucky. But I don't know if that necessarily was what I needed.
Well, when you talk about who you were scared of, and I think there is a weird line between being scared of and respecting.
Yes. Yeah.
And you know what? Maybe even a Venn diagram of overlap.
Respected. Respected my mom and my father because I was scared of them.
And the respect is what makes you behave, because when you respect someone, you want to earn their respect back.
Do you think...
Is it too late?
No, I don't think it's too late.
Absolutely.
For you. I don't think it's too late.
I've ruined the
but
children.
Does the logic hold? Does that make sense that we need to be led at that age?
I think so.
Right?
I think we always need.
Of course.
We always need a leader.
True. To follow, right?
Something to follow.
To believe in.
But here's something, and this goes back to something we discussed, I think, even on yesterday's show, is that you are the youngest, Mike is the youngest, and essentially I'm the youngest as well.
Yes,
so am I.
And because Matt is the youngest, it makes us maybe a little needier. And so if you are a needier person, and I'll make this be back about me,
yes,
maybe this is why I'm rushing to be their friend and not their leader. Because I don't necessarily, maybe the initial thought was, I don't want their respect. I want them to like me.
Yes.
And that's
flawed. I don't think that's flawed. I think that's our human nature that you want. I don't think for people that have strict parents, and I don't really I don't really want to believe that my mom, who really was the heavy at the end of the day, right?
Right, right. I'm the heavy in my family by over 100 pounds.
Was happy when she would have to like either A, pull corporal punishment on us, or B,
corporal punishment.
Corporal punishment.
Corporate punishment would be like locking your file cabinet.
We're taking you to the bank. I don't think she was, it probably was just like how you feel. You're like, oh man, like I just had to deal with that. Now I have to go and work a full day's,
right,
you know, 8 hour, 9 hour job. And then I got to come back and hope there's no attitude from this little shit that's waiting for me at home.
Yeah, you got to resolve it. But you know what? I think also what your mom realized was that she was doing stuff for the greater good.
And this is a long term. It sucks right now, but if I can get them into a good school and they could, find some sort of positive trajectory through life, then we can be friends.
And look, I mean, many years have passed, and she's so proud of your sister and your brother, and they're very fond of you.
Don't ask him for money. I think if you're lucky and your kid stops asking you for money at a certain point and loans, I think you're in the win column.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so eventually it'll get to a point where they say, sure, he gave me a snowblower. It's no big deal. We're just going to leave it outside.
Yeah, well, I mean, but you see what I'm saying?
I do.
Like, we have enough friends at 15. Unless you're Pony. I don't know what's going on then. But we have enough friends.
Tons of friends.
Tons of
them. Okay, how about you? You had tons of friends. Unless you're Mac and you don't go to school and you don't have friends.
You can just by random luck meet up with some people in a parking lot, but at least crack your window.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So if you're not stealing free Wi-Fi from the Whole Foods, you have friends. You have enough people in your life to fill that void. What you need is more leaders.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you don't, and you know what? It's so weird. At 50, what?
Mac's been listening in the other room, I see.
That's good. Yes. But still, he's in the other room.
Hello.
He's not going to make any friends when he's in a glass-enclosed room. When I got to work today and saw him outside in that glass-enclosed conference room, it really looked like something at the National Zoo.
Yeah.
He looked like a leader.
I asked him to pull his hood down. I said, I know that this is radio, but you look like the Unabomber. All right? You don't even look like you're doing business. It looks like you're hacking into the mainframe here, and you're pulling out all the important information.
But it's nice that he came by to flip us off to really alienate the only friends he has.
Yes.
But you need a leader. You need something to follow. You need a target. You need a trajectory. Yeah. A leader is part of having a goal, right?
Yes.
And that's what you need.
And, oh, God, I remember the first time I ever had a beer with my father as an adult.
Yes.
It was weird at first, but now it's kind of like commonplace. We get to hang out. It took forever to get to, but like that meant so much more to me than what I thought I wanted as a kid, is to like be at Mr. K's house and hang out, and like they would go watch movies together. They would have inside jokes. There's a happy medium, and you can do both.
You need to. I think, and what I've been learning, and there's no great handbook for being a parent because every kid is different. It's every person is different. Mm-hmm. But respect is earned. And it can't be just handed out, and you need to start at a baseline and work up. I remember I think I've told this story. I don't know. Stop me if you've heard it. The first time I had a beer with my father, he went out to get me drunk, and we went to Hooters. And he just kept buying me Heinekens.
Yes.
And this was the great thing, is when it was done. And, now I could probably do 8 or 9 beers, and it wouldn't be a big deal. Mm-hmm. But when you're 21 you're just pouring 8 or 9 beers down your throat, and then he comes and drops me off at my house and sends me and says, tell your mother I said hi. And it took about 45 seconds before my mom picked up the phone, called him on his primitive suitcase-sized car phone, and said, what did you do to him? What are you doing? He says, you're going to love him. When he's drunk, he is funny.
I love you, HBS.
He's the best.
That is the best.
I felt sick for 2 days, but it was great.
It's a good reminder of what can happen.
Yeah, but I blame the wings, not the beer. You have an Oscarazzi?
I do.
Oh, I want to get up to date on all the showbiz stuff. It's show business, and we will have it after this. Stick around. This is MikeOmeraShow.com.
Listen to Omeracast and get caught up on all the shows of more broadcasting, like this clip from The Rob and Joe Show.
We are experiencing audio difficulties from our local program. No adjustment of your set is necessary.
Subscribe on iTunes or download it from MichaelMaraShow.com every Monday right here on the Moore Broadcasting Network.
That's Marcus Serna. He used to have a show on the Moore Network.
What is going on with Serna?
Yeah, I click refresh every Monday and there's nothing.
Did he quit the show? He's not pulling an It's Mickey, right?
Uh-oh. I think the problem is the show doesn't respect him.
Marmelstein.
Yeah, get on it, Steve.
Let us know what's going on.
Give us.
And if we got to get somebody else to do it, just let us know. We're okay with that.
Here's a phrase that Marmelstein doesn't get a lot. Give us the skinny.
Yeah.
All right. Isn't that right, Mike?
Let me ask you this. How important is it to get a new hire if you're running your own business? Probably the most important thing you can do is get the right person. I've been telling you for a while about ZipRecruiter.com. If you're already short-staffed, you don't have time to deal with dozens of different job websites. Until now, ZipRecruiter.com has made it easy. Let me tell you what they do. You can post to over 100 job sites with a single click, and what they do is instantly match you to the best candidates from over 6 million resumes. 6 million. I think of the doctor, I think he was in the Midwest, that was telling us just how spectacular it was that he got two physician's assistants, two of them, by using ZipRecruiter.com, and he says they're working out to be some of the best employees he's ever had. Real ZipRecruiter clients call it the easy way. That's right, the recruiting process goes from painful to easy. ZipRecruiter's been used by over 400,000 businesses. Getting the right people for your company is so important. Do it the right way with ZipRecruiter.com. You can try ZipRecruiter today. It's absolutely free. This is what I want you to do. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS and get started. Try it for free right now at ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS.
Do it and make it a part of your life. And now it is a special Wednesday, Oscarazzi.
Today's Oscarazzi.
Not your best.
It's brought to you by Mike's colon. All right.
I didn't even think that was an issue.
Are they sponsor now?
Isn't he getting that check today?
It's a semicolon.
Oh, prostate. I'm sorry.
There you go.
Same hole. All right. Listen.
What is the matter with you?
If you are a Kardashian fan, and
I'm going to go grab a bagel. I'll
be back. Scott Disick fan.
Yes.
Apparently, the latest from TMZ is that they may be getting back together. As I reported here in the past, Scott Disick did buy a mansion near Khloe Kardashian in Calabasas.
Sort of, like basically neighbors, right?
Yes. Yeah. But also, the idea of them cozying up again is great for the program.
I thought you might have nailed it there.
Yeah, the cameras were rolling when they were in Williams-Sonoma getting furniture for his new place.
Williams-Sonoma doesn't really sell furniture. They sell kitchen stuff.
Oh, or, you know. Appliances, appliance yeah. furnishings.
Hi, I'm Scott Disick, and I need a whisk.
Look, for me as a viewer, my girl watches it. I watch it. I would probably watch it without my girl, if I'm being completely honest.
Yeah.
The breakup coverage was pretty wild. I want to see them get back together.
Keep us updated. You know, that's not
He's the wild card of the crew.
That's not one that darkens the screen of our house very often. We watch, Carrie does the judge shows, and she does the Real Housewives, but she doesn't do the Kardashians.
Have you seen the Real Housewives of D.C.?
I have not. I tuned in for 10 minutes.
I've DVR'd it, so.
I saw that Carrie was not a cast member, and I said, I'm just making sure.
So for your reality TV fans, that is happening. That'll come up on
Keep us plugged
season.
In. Keep us plugged in.
And they tape these shows, and these aren't like the regular seasons where you have to wait a year for a new season. These reality shows, they come out in a pretty good clip.
You know what Carrie likes? Hmm. Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's a big fan.
I haven't watched that in the past couple seasons.
Or I you know, walk by and I see, well, there's a whole bunch of dicks in a restaurant. It's what it is.
Moving on. The Fast and the Furious, gentlemen.
Yes.
Did you know that there were 10 films in 20 years?
There were not 10 in that franchise.
Well, even the spin-offs, right?
Spin-outs, wow. Am I right, Jeez. Ladies? No, but there were really 10 films?
Well, I mean, so if the two that are coming out that are going to come up, right? So they don't count Tokyo Drift, really. But then Tokyo
Is that like Drift, Casino Royale?
It's almost like
not
it didn't
really
happen.
A Bond film.
It was one of the
with
best.
With Bow Wow?
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't really count that in the Fast 7.
Who's
it should
they?
Be Fast 8.
Who's they?
The studio doesn't
okay.
really.
Okay.
But if you take the gross together, you throw in Tokyo Drift, you're at 8, and then two more are scheduled to come out.
That's a lot of movies.
That's 10 films in 10 years. And I'm sorry, 10 films in 20 years, right?
That's a lot. Yeah.
So the franchise is now unlike any other in cinematic history. and has grossed billions of dollars at the box office.
It doesn't surprise me because every one of them was a solid. I mean, I don't think they ever posted like Star Wars numbers.
No.
But I mean, when you do 10 solid hits, the money adds up.
Is it because it's just a simple formula? And it's just like hot cars and...
Yeah, I mean, I think it is.
Relatively the same cast.
I think what you do, you can draw parallels to the movie series of even going back to the 30s and 40s. They churn them out, they're formulaic, and they're guaranteed money winners. And, you know, like I said, not Star Wars numbers, but you know what? If you turn 60, 70, 80 million dollars 10 times, that's a lot of money.
How many Bonds were there?
I think are they to like the 30th now? Is there that many?
But I don't think, from this article here, there hasn't been 10 films in a franchise.
No, Bonds usually come
every
out every
2 years.
Every 2 years.
Spread out.
Google if you can.
I saw Spectre, by the way.
How was it?
A little slow.
Did you like it when he shot the girl? Oh, that was Phil Spectre.
Oh, God.
Hey, Pony liked that one.
Yeah, it was good.
Jesus Christ.
It was a hack one.
She died, right?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, Phil Spectre.
Lana Clarkson. Yeah, not funny. Pony.
Come on.
Yeah, what's the matter with you?
I need a leader.
Wiz Khalifa.
Black and yellow, black and yellow.
Apparently says Kanye West has apologized to him. Everything's good now. When I hear such an apology come around, and if you remember...
That's very, very vague. Was he...
Because they had a feud with the ex-girlfriend, Amber Rose.
That's right.
And they talked about the prostate exam being part of the sexual repertoire in Kanye's life.
That's right.
I can't help now. I'm turning into your conspiracy theorist where I watch these stories come around.
Yeah.
If someone settles like this, especially after going so, I guess, hard to the hoop, as the kids would say.
Take it to the rim.
Yeah, taking it to the rim. Above the rim. Above the rim. Above the rim.
Or right in it.
This is just publicity.
That's all it is. They both benefit from
right?
it. And do you go so far with your conspiracy theory that you think maybe it was prearranged?
Yes.
Okay.
Because this took 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I talked about it for 2 weeks.
And you talked about it.
Usually when people hate each other, they hate each other for some time.
That's right, Pony.
Yeah.
The O.J. Simpson remake is on network television now, right? The story?
No, this is not Grease Live. This is something different.
The People vs. O.J. Simpson.
This movie is getting, it's a series, a miniseries? What is it?
Miniseries.
It is getting amazing reviews, but bad. They're not promoting it. I'm pretty plugged in with
stuff. I think it's on NBC.
And I missed it last night. I didn't even know it was
something I'd want to watch. We all lived through it, right?
Yeah.
I remember being in, was it middle school when the verdict came out?
That's about right for you. Yeah. Because you know what happened is I missed the Bronco chase. The Bronco chase was the Friday after my mom's wedding. And I actually had to go to the restaurant where she had her rehearsal.
Yeah.
No, her reception to settle up. And so we left the bar and we got home. And they said, one of the most extraordinary nights in television, because it wasn't, you didn't have phones then.
Mm-hmm.
There was no way to know about it until it was over. But yeah, that's about right. And I
who
would
are
love
you
to,
rooting for?
Who was
Mark
I rooting
Furman?
For? I was not rooting for anybody.
Oh, okay, I didn't know.
I was rooting, what was her name, Marcia Clark?
Yes.
Yeah, she's boxed. I was rooting for her and I'd love her and a Lancito second. I'd take that in an exacta.
Judge Ito.
Right?
Lance. Nice pull. I didn't put that together. Okay, so that's on, and it's getting really good ratings. Again, I don't know how we missed it. I'll have to go back and find it on.
And, of
on
course, all the people that are, you know, tangentially related to the series are saying it's wrong and it's horrible. But I think history is bearing out that they're actually sticking to the rules.
I was watching Access Hollywood yesterday, and they thank you. I'm the only one that does it.
Hi, Billy Bush.
And they asked a few of the cast members if they thought that he was guilty, and they said, given the evidence and the way they break down this story, what was not submittable to court because they did such a great job.
Yeah,
really, really. Kind of, it paints a picture that he actually did it.
It was a lawyer show.
Right?
The whole thing, I mean, in real life, it was a lawyer show. You have one more quick one?
Yes. Black China, who's...
it's what we have at our house, actually. And gold flatware.
Mm-hmm. China.
Allegedly was arrested at the airport at LAX with ecstasy in her glasses, right? In her sunglass case.
But not actually in her glasses.
No.
Okay.
She said she was framed and
get it?
It wasn't her ecstasy. The only issue I have with this, and Blac Chyna, if you don't know, she'll be in the news probably for the next year as she's dating Rob Kardashian.
Okay.
The only Kardashian out of the crew that you don't really see a lot of these days,
right?
Because he's battling his own issues.
Demons.
Yes. But I'm sorry, she was in Austin International Airport where she was found with ecstasy pills. If you're found with ecstasy pills, the odds are no one put them on you.
That's true.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, I would think so.
Like, coke, hashish, heroin, that's really hard drugs.
Right.
Ecstasy, I feel like you were just partying.
Yeah, she might have bought it at Hudson News.
Yeah, we'll find out what happened. Mm-hmm. Though I did get ecstasy'd, or eed, as I like to say it, the first time I ever partook as a younger man. Yeah. Bottle and cork, Dewey Beach.
You know
the story,
we
let me
to
tell
talk
you.
About that
in a classy
day.
Place like that?
Yeah. Ah. She said it was a mint. Mm-hmm. Worst mint I ever tasted. And I was just rolling.
Yeah, and then you know what?
21.
His breath was horrible when he woke up. Thank you, Oscar.
You're welcome.
You kind of buried the lead there.
That's
but
Oscar
we close with Oscar being drugged by some nice young lady. All right, let's take a break. And we'll come back with the Audio Vault. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, man, you know what? You got to check us out. The Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein. I'm Tony.
I'm Gary.
Do you know who's been on this show so far?
No, who?
People like Steve Sciarippa from The Sopranos.
Yeah.
Jeff Bostic of the Washington Redskins.
Yeah.
Dirk Benedict from the A-Team.
Right.
Who else?
Fred Astaire.
Fred Astaire's never been on the show.
Cary Grant.
They're dead, Gary. They're dead.
I like dead people.
Oh, my God. Please check us out at TonyPerkinsShow.com.
Sorry.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Buy a t-shirt. Fred Astaire dead, but still alive. Mike O'Mara.
Hey, everybody. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Pro Flowers. When something big and important is on the line, you don't go with a rookie. You go with an experienced professional to guarantee a win. Why do Valentine's Day any different? Go with the pros. Pro Flowers has everything you need to win big this Valentine's Day. I have been giving people Pro Flowers flowers for a very long time. They are always 100% perfect. And now, Pro Flowers is offering our listeners one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase for only $19.99. And if you order this week, they're even going to throw in free chocolates. Or, you could really do it upright, double the roses for $9.99. That's more. That's right. Double roses, everybody. All you have to do is go to proflowers.com and use the code TMOS. You can't beat Pro Flowers. Quick, easy, and delivery for Valentine's Day is guaranteed. They're guaranteed to last 7 days or your money back. Try sending them to her office. I love that idea. If you got a special someone, they love getting flowers at the office. Pro Flowers sweats all the details. Remember, this is the only way to get this amazing Valentine's deal, including free chocolates, if you order this week. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the top right corner, and type in TMOS. Again, that's proflowers.com, click the microphone, and type in TMOS. Boom! It's that easy. Order today, because this deal expires Friday at midnight.
Oscar, the correct answer that we're looking for, 24.
24! Mm-hmm.
Spectre was James Bond movie number 24.
Nice.
So they were two dozen. I guess 30, so I was incorrect. Let's look in the audio vault. Some stuff today I think you're going to enjoy.
Please.
You love someone who has a hustle. You love someone who has, gets out there and gets it done.
Hard workers. Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to like this guy, even though he's technically homeless. His name is Abe Hagenston. And he lives in Detroit, and as far as our records show, he is the first homeless guy out there asking for money that accepts credit cards.
Mm.
He has got the block.
Hey!
That's great. So he's got a square.
He's got the square.
Someone, I would happily do that if somebody was panhandling and they were, they took the initiative to say, I could probably figure out my cash flow and pay the $19.99 for the square.
Exactly.
And then swipe some cards.
You know what would be great, and I think he has to take it to the next level, is if you can get cash back. I think that would be great. But anyway, here is Abe Hagenston of Detroit explaining how he's taking being homeless to the next level.
Being homeless is my business. Now my business is being homeless. Why not be the first homeless person in the whole world to have my own website and take merchant, have a merchant account and take credit cards? Takes a lot to come from nothing when you don't have any family, you don't have any friends. I've done some painting. I've taken a couple of various other friends of mine that are homeless people out on team jobs that I had to do.
His cohorts.
Half the adults in America is about 100 million people. And if those people gave a penny a day for a year, that adds up to $365 million. And I'd like to see America start granting homeless people a real shot. I'm trying to turn this situation into something that will not only help me, but help others.
Pretty forward-thinking guy.
I take everything back I said before.
Okay.
This guy came on. He's a complete asshole.
Yeah. Yeah. How is he still homeless?
Diego. Hold on a sec. Rob has to run aboard.
Go ahead.
I would never give a homeless guy my credit card number. Never.
Well, yeah. No, you don't do it on the square.
Yeah, you're not giving them the number. You're just swiping.
If a homeless guy can set up a credit card account, he can find a way to get that credit card number.
Hey, you know what's funny here?
It's not that hard to set up a Square account.
This is funny. Yeah. He's pretending that he has a credit card.
That's a good point. You have to have credit to have a credit card, my friend.
Jimmy Kimmel had this montage last night. Do you remember the name? Bizao Doo-Doo Zoppity Bop Bop Bop?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
He was the guy that was, I think he was picked up for having drugs a couple years ago. He got picked up again for biting a cop.
Oh.
His real name is Jeffrey Wilschke, but I mean, how can you be listening to reporters saying his name over and over again?
Bizao Doo-Doo Zoppity Bop Bop Bop.
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 Bizao Doo-Doo Zoppity Bop Bop. Bizao Doo-Doo Zippity Bop Bop Bop.
Bizao Doo-Doo Zoppity Bop Bop Bop.
Bizao Doo-Doo Zoppity Bop Bop Bop.
Bizao Doo-Doo Zoppity Bop Bop.
Bizao Doo-Doo Zoppity Bop Bop Bop.
So his last name is Bop Bop Bop?
Or it might be Zoppity Bop Bop.
Yeah, his last name is Zoppity Bop Bop Bop.
That's great.
Anyway, we'll keep an eye on that. Now, I feel always offended and worried when I am replaced by a machine.
Mm.
And I can imagine anyone who has been, you know, technology replaced them, you feel bad. You
that
feel like
sucks.
You're temporary. A guy has come up with a piece of software that handles telemarketers. It is an electronic piece of equipment that answers the call answers the questions. This call actually lasted over 5.5 minutes. Here's just a highlight, but keep in mind, the telemarketer is talking to a machine.
Okay.
And the machine is programmed so well. It's called the Jolly Roger Phone Company.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Good afternoon. Hello?
Yes.
Hello, Mr.
Yes?
Hey, good afternoon, sir. My name is William. I'm here with New Design. How are you doing today, sir?
Oh, actually, hey, hang on a second. Hey, honey. Yeah?
Pardon?
Well, I'm on the phone.
So brilliant.
I'll give you on the other...
I'm not sure yet. Sorry. Who? Never mind. Can I talk to you later, honey? Okay, thanks. Bye. Sorry. Okay, I'm back. So, who's this?
Okay.
Sorry, can you start over? Who's this? Why are you calling?
No problem, sir. My name is William here with the Design. And the only reason why I was given a call was just seeing if there might have been something, you know, in the future down the road that you guys might have been thinking of doing with the home that we can leave you a good estimate with along with our references. So that way, if you decide to maybe do something, we just hope we'll be one of the companies you might give a call back to.
Okay.
You know, like we do interior, exterior work, everything from the foundation all the way up to the roof. And, you know, I would just think if there was something, you know, maybe kitchen, bathroom, or painting, or I don't know if you have cracks in your driveway that we can take a look at for you and leave you a good quote with.
Yeah.
You know, was there anything like that you were considering this year?
Yeah.
Okay, what would that be?
Hang on a second.
And he kept him on for 5.5 minutes. And the thing that drives me crazy, he uses some of the tricks I use.
That's brilliant.
Can you hold on a second?
Yeah, yeah.
And then also saying, who is this again? And can we begin again? It is so well
How
done.
Many TVs do you have in your home?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I loved it.
That's brilliant. And now, so it's just software.
It's just, yeah, that's what
that's
it
awesome.
Is. It deals with people. It takes screwing with people into the 21st
that's
century.
Awesome. Yeah.
The new Coen Brothers movie, Hail Caesar, which takes place in 1950s mm-hmm. Hollywood, has a lot of the stars doing media and talking about all the stuff they did when they got started. George Clooney, who's in it, plays a heartthrob, and he revealed in an interview the first movie he auditioned for, and I remember this movie from, I think, HBO back in the day, Summer Vacation or Summer Resort, mm-hmm. and I think Johnny Depp was in it ultimately.
Yes.
Where it was like a summer resort,
yes.
and it was an excuse to show breasts, right? But he talks about
it's
also...
It's like a B-movie almost.
Exactly. Yeah. They said, George Clooney, what was your worst audition ever? Pretty great story.
Worst audition, I think I auditioned for Francis Ford Coppola for Dracula, and it was supposed to play a drunk guy, and I got really drunk to do it because I thought that was the best way to do it.
Yes.
Then Coppola called my agent and said, He was drunk.
He's drunk.
Oh, no. That didn't work out.
Yeah, it didn't work out. But keep in mind, he eventually got the role of George the Handyman on The Facts of Life.
Yeah.
And that's why we all love George Clooney. That's your magic audio.
Where's Blair?
Have a great...
What happened to her?
Wednesday, everybody. You know her deal is saucing, right?
She punishes
her children by putting hot sauce on their tongue. Yeah. Joe wouldn't do that. My girl Joe wouldn't do that.
Tootie. No. Is Tootie on the radio now? I think she is.
I think Tootie might be... I think she has a square and is panhandling.
I really think she's a radio host.
Is she really? Yeah. Awesome. She's awesome. All right. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show is come and gone. And now that we've gotten our Facts of Life update in, we're done. Be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond to the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, VA 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the mailbag, that's tomorrow, send it along to me, Rob with two Bs, Rob@MikeO'MaraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth, so tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. And please, if you have a moment, be Mac's friend. For Mike O'Mara and Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.